This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
It's Radio 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. High school basketball is on the air.
Elm Creek with the basketball here. Kim O'Reilly will bring it up. Right-hand corner, kick it up. Hubbard, top of the key for three. They need one, and they get one. Whitney Hubbard knocks down the first three of the ball game for Elm Creek.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Elm Creek as the Buffaloes battle the Amherst Broncos. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
So Amherst has it again, leading it by 20 into the front court with it. Lockhorn to Martin, swings it over to Lockhorn. He'll pull up for the three, and it's in. The 11th three-pointer of the ball game.
The regular season wraps up tonight for the ladies, while the boys have just one game remaining before the postseason play tips off. It's the Broncos and the Buffaloes coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda live from Elm Creek right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Elm Creek High School for Friday Night Basketball, our final doubleheader of the regular season. Can you believe that we're at that point already? Doug Duda with you on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we bring you a Fort Kearney Conference matchup between the Elm Creek Buffaloes and the Amherst Broncos. Glad to have you along on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com, where wrestling is going on around the area. Of course, a lot of the guys are at districts in Amherst. From the FKC, and so while that opening night wraps up, we'll bring in some high school basketball here this evening. Little late start, JV's ran over tonight, so the girls are just getting ready to get underway. We can tell you that on our sister station, ESPN 1460, Kearney High is currently taking on Lincoln Southwest. And a score update for you, Kearney High has the lead in the first half over Southwest in the girls' game, 22-15, and we'll keep you up to date on that game throughout the evening as well. Here tonight, you've got some evenly matched ball clubs, no stealth records, but all the teams are right around 500. Elm Creek comes in at 8-10 on the girls' side. Amherst is 9-7. Elm Creek got a win last time out on Tuesday night when they defeated Elwood by a score of 48-37. They had to play in the play-in game there in the conference tournament and beat Eustis Farnham and then lost to Pleasanton in the quarterfinals. And they've already beat Pleasanton once this year. So Elm Creek, they've got a couple of nice wins on their resume, but just started out real slow this year at 1-4. And since then, they have played above 500 basketball. They had a five-game losing streak coming out of the Christmas break, but turned it around with that upset of Pleasanton, and they have won four of their last five ball games. For Amherst, they have cooled off here. They have only won one of their last four basketball games, and was upset in the quarterfinals of the conference tournament by Loomis, who went on eventually to the finals and was the runner-up. But Loomis beat the number two seed at Amherst, and then they had to take on a tough hand on Tuesday night and fell on that game by nine. So should be a competitive girls team. Boys teams both have the identical record coming up in our second game tonight, so we should have a couple of good ones. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take a break. When we come back, a look at the starting lineups. Then we'll get you set for tonight's contest in 1 minute.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Good luck from Circle S Plumbing of Elm Creek. Of course Circle S does residential plumbing and electrical, but they also do backhoe work, trenching, and in-floor heating. Circle S Plumbing in Elm Creek.
Doug Duda, along with our producer engineer, Grant Sparks, bringing you high school sporting activities tonight. It's basketball tomorrow. We've got wrestling also tomorrow. It is the Heartland Hoops Classic going on in Grand Island. All seven games can be heard on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for tonight's girls' contest, brought to you by Five Points Bank. The Better Bank offers access to virtually all types of investments. Product sponsors are carefully screened and continuously monitored to ensure Five Points Bank's high standards of quality are met. First off, for the visiting Amherst for the Lady Broncos, number 30 is a 5'5 senior, Kara Tramp. Number 32 is a 5'4 junior, Mariah Tobenheim. Number 42 is a 5'6 junior, Kylie Haynes. Number 45, a 5'7 senior, Keisha Jurgens. And number 55, a 5'11 sophomore, Shelby Heaven. The head coach of the Amherst Broncos is Nikki Eckhout, assisted by Jamie Klingelhofer. Amherst is 9-7 on the season. For the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes, number 11 is a 5'5 senior, Kim Areta. Number 13 is a 5'10 senior, Hillary Kanaki. Number 33 is a 5'5 junior, Aisha Burke. Number 35 is a 5'6 junior, Angela Berkey. And number 43, a 5'7 junior, Danny Coons. The head coach of the Elm Creek Buffaloes is Mike Ford, assisted by Derek Pulliam and Mitch Muma. Elm Creek is 8-10 on the season, but as we've said, they've won four of their last five. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, where they take care of their customers one at a time. Five Points Bank. Back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show after this.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, the only place you need to go to get your farm to grow. Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek wishes all the area athletes the best of luck.
Meshco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Meshco's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Meshco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
AgriServices is a proud sponsor of high school sports. AgriServices identifies their intention to provide staff and services that continually exceed customer expectations. Consider AgriServices as your service partner. AgriServices, proud to be Agra.
And welcome back to Elm Creek. It's the final game of the regular season for both of these girls' basketball teams as they head into sub-districts, which will take place starting next week. Amherst, a D1 school, Elm Creek, a C2 school. We'll tell you about their matchups in just a little bit. But you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're about ready to get underway with our Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader as Amherst is in Elm Creek to take on the Buffaloes. And we'll have the opening tip for you right after this timeout on Classic Hits 98.9.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
One of the benefits of living in the Heartland is the great meat farmers provide. Get your fair share from Belsner Custom Meats in Amherst, a proud supporter of all of our area sports. Belsner Custom Meats of Amherst.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek is the best.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
And we are ready for high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9, as always, on the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. I want to thank our many fine sponsors for allowing us to be here tonight and bring you high school hoop. It will be the traveling red and white trim for the Amherst Broncos, the home white and blue and gold trim for the Elm Creek Buffaloes. Elm Creek from right to left, Amherst from left to right. The ball is in the air, and the opening tip will be controlled by the hometown Buffaloes. And we are underway as Amherst will start off in a man-to-man. We've had a chance to see Amherst a few more times than we have Elm Creek this year, but that is the place they like to go. They like to play that man-to-man defense. And Elm Creek will work the basketball on the left wing. Oreta takes it to the baseline to Kanaki. Kanaki holds the ball and takes it back up to the top of the circle. Nothing there. They'll give it into the hands of Berkey. Berkey to the high post, swings it left side. First shot of the game is up and in. Kim Oreta knocks down a 10-footer from the left wing, and Elm Creek is on top by a score of 2-0. Amherst with their first offensive possession, also going to face a man-to-man defense here from the Elm Creek Buffaloes. With it on the right wing is Taubenheim, kicks it up top, gets it right back to Taubenheim. She'll try and do a pick and roll to Hammond. That's the money play. Gets it, drives the baseline right side. Shot off balance, no good. Rebound brought down by Danny Coons. And when talking with Coach Mike Ford before the ball game, he says Coons has really stepped up her play on the glass. He goes, that's one of the reasons that we are starting to win more basketball games, is we're starting to hit the boards a lot better than we were earlier in the season. So right off the bat, she gets that rebound, and the ball comes back over to Elm Creek. His drive in there is going to be Kim Oreta. Oreta gives it off to Kanaki. Kanaki on the fourth shot is going to be fouled, and will go to the line and shoot two. The foul is going to be called on Mariah Taubenheim. First foul of the game, and at the line will be Hillary Kanaki to shoot a pair of free throws. Get our JV games went a little long today, so that's why we're just getting underway. Glad you're along with us as the free throw is up and in by Kanaki. 3-0 Buffaloes here in the first minute 20. Second free throw now. Getting set to come in. And they finally give the ball back to Kanaki. She'll square it up, fire, and hit them both. So it's 4-0. Elm Creek out of the gates here at home on the final night for this group of seniors, which includes Oreta, Kanaki, Schubert, and Miller. And the jumper at the other end is up and in. A little flyer through the lane there. Amherst getting their first shot of the ball game to fall. And it's 4-2. They'll put some pressure on, and the Buffaloes will try and break it with a couple of passes here. They do to Berkey in the front court, and they're going to call Berkey for a push-off in the open court, trying to give themselves a little room. So the offensive foul called here on Angela Berkey. The first foul on Elm Creek. Amherst brings the ball up, tries to lob it into him and makes a great catch going high in the air, spins, puts it up, and a foul. And it looks like it's going to be one of those nights. Last night over at Minden, hardly ever heard the whistle, and tonight it's been prevalent the first couple of minutes. So at the line is going to be Shelby Hammond to shoot a pair of free throws. The foul is called on Danny Coons. Coons will have her hands full tonight with the talented sophomore in Hammond, and the free throw is up and in. Second free throw now coming up for Shelby. Watching her play, she's hot and cold offensively, but always right there on the board. Second free throw up and in. So the first four goes to Elm Creek. The next four goes to Amherst. And we are tied at four here with over 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Full court press on the reach on Amherst. Going to go on Kylie Haynes. And Elm Creek will take it out again. Looking to throw the ball in will be Aisha Burke in the backcourt. Aisha will give it off there to Berkey. Berkey to the top of the circle, dribbles to the left wing, guarded there tightly by Kara Trampy. Still dribbling, finally down the lane, finds the seam, puts the runner up. Berkey misses it, and the rebound brought down by Hammond. And as she tries to get out of there, a travel will be called, our first turnover of the basketball game. 4-4, 5:50 to go, first quarter, and Elm Creek will get the ball on the side. Looking to throw it in here will be number 33, Burke. And she'll get it into Kanaki. Throws up top, looking for the three. Oreta, covered. Bounce pass to the baseline. Trying to force the jumper, Kanaki. Got it up there, no good. Rebound batted around. Still loose, out of bounds. And they're going to give the ball to Elm Creek. Berkey to take it out. underneath their own hoop. They'll box the lane here and look for somebody to throw it into. Bounce pass to Kanaki, forces it, and a travel going to be called. She caught it and took an extra step there when she saw the double team kind of bracing herself for the contact. And each team now with a turnover here in the first 2.5 minutes. Still 4-4. Broncos will bring it up. Trampy lobs it into the corner. A three-pointer on the way, and it's going to be off the mark that time for Tobenheim. And the rebound will come down to Kim Areta. Tobenheim not afraid to cast it up. Neither's Trampy if they've got some open looks. Amherst will shoot the ball when they're open. They've never been shy for the most part about shooting it. Neither's Elm Creek as the three-pointer is on the way. No good. Rebound by Jurgens. And an over-the-back foul called on Elm Creek. And that's going to go on Angela Berkey, and she's got two quick ones. And she'll check out, and Whitney Hubbard will come into the ball game. And the Broncos will bring the basketball back up the floor. Looks like they're going to face a little matchup 2-3 zone this time down the floor. To the baseline it goes. Jurgens tries to force it into heaven. It's deflected out of bounds by Kanaki. Amherst ball underneath their hoop. Looks like they're going to run about the same play that Elm Creek just ran. Kicking into Trampy. One dribble, 16-footer, up and in. Garrett Trampy now gives Amherst their first lead at 6-4. Pressure in the backcourt. Oh, boy. Another foul, and if they keep calling these kind of fouls, you just as well get breakfast ready because there's just a little touch of the uniform, and Coach Mike Ford says, let's call a timeout and discuss something here. Maybe take advantage of the way the game's going to be called. So timeout on the floor by Elm Creek. 4:52 to go in the first quarter. It's 6-4 Amherst. We'll be right back.
Call M&J Signs and ask the professionals how they can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customer. Check them out at mnjsigns.com. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all the area athletes.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
And welcome back to High School Hoops, a big Friday night around the area. Doug Duda on KKPR, glad you're along with us. Out of that timeout, Amherst is going to put on some full-court pressure, and Elm Creek, a little trouble finding a way to get up the floor. May have been bailed out there because Tobenheim tips the ball out of bounds. We're about 6 seconds in, and Elm Creek was only about 15 feet up the floor. So they'll try and throw it in again from the side in front of their own bench. Burke looking. There's a nice bounce pass to Areta, and Areta quickly into the front court, decides not to attack. Amherst has subbed in. Chelsea Brown on the floor right now, and here's an entry pass way over the head of Burke and out of bounds. So turnover Buffaloes, and the Broncos will get the ball back. And Brown will inbound it. Gives it to Trampy, and up the floor comes Kara Trampy. She'll dribble it right there in the center circle as Elm Creek matches up this time back to the man-to-man. Brown off the pick. Good switch, Kanaki. Brown needs somebody to throw it to. Gets it on the baseline to Jurgens. And a travel going to be called. So not a lot of flow. We got out of the gate pretty quick. Both teams hitting 4 points, a bucket and a couple of free throws, and now a few fouls and a few turnovers. Up the floor comes Whitney Hubbard. Hubbard gets by the defender all the way around, gets all the way to the baseline, tries to kick it back out, and throws it off the leg of a Bronco out of bounds. So Elm Creek gets to run another inbounds play here. And Burke to throw it in. Asia Burke goes on the left wing to Areta. Back up top, Kanaki. She's going to take the three-pointer. Hillary bouncing around on the rim. Won't go. And the rebound brought down by Jurgens. Outlet pass, and here come the Broncos. But Elm Creek's able to slap some defense on, slow them down. Trampy into the front court. Finds Tobenheim to the baseline. To Hammond, takes a step into the lane. And as she heads to the hoop, she is hammered. So free throws coming up here for Shelby Hemmen. And the foul is going to be called on Kim Areta, her first and the team's fourth. Hemmen has hit a couple of free throws already here in the first quarter. And we'll try and hit two more. The first one is up, no good. Into the ball game for Elm Creek. Stacia Samuelson will check in. And checking out for a breather will be Kanaki. Second free throw now coming up. And Hemmen will put this one on the way, and it's short. So missed both of them, and the rebound comes down to Areta, who committed that foul, and she's now got two boards. Up ahead to Burke. Burke brings it to the right side of the lane, puts it off the glass from seven, and scores. Nice bit of offense, nice bit of ball handling there by Burke, and it is tied at 6. Amherst quickly up the floor. Brown's going to cast up the 3. It's short. Offensive rebound. Hammond, no good. The ball is punched out towards midcourt, and Trampy trying to run it down is going to be called for the travel. Never did come stop. The momentum just took her all the way to midcourt. Took an extra step there. So the ball will be turned over to Elm Creek. And the Buffaloes looking to throw it in. Amherst has subbed in. Mackenzie Burke from the freshman. Inbounds to Burke. Burke brings it all the way down, and Brown just kind of runs right over her, and she's going to get 2 free throws. So at the line will be Burke. Hit a field goal earlier in the ball game, and we'll try and give Elm Creek the lead back. We're tied at 6 with 3:21 to go here in the first quarter. And Aisha Burke will put it up and in. Into the ball game again, Kylie Haynes for Amherst. And Taubenheim will come out and catch a breather for Coach Eckhout. Amherst trying to right the ship before sub-districts where they've got a chance to make some noise. Second free throw is no good. And it wouldn't have mattered if it went anyway. Amherst committed Elm Creek committed a lane violation. So it's Amherst basketball. And Elm Creek's going to bring Amanda Johns into the basketball game. She's got a heavily bandaged up right wrist and thumb. So she'll be in there, I would think, for more defense than offense. The ball swung over to the right side. Here's a three-pointer, Taubenheim, and it's on the way, Kylie Haynes. Haynes will put it up and in. First three-pointer of the ball game, and Amherst takes the lead back at 9-7. Front court with it is Hubbard. Right wing to Johns. Johns looking inside. Well covered is Coons. Reverse at left side. Station Samuelson will get it into the hands of Hubbard. Into the paint. Her shot is swatted out of there by Hammond. Hammond picks it up. One-on-one the other way. Takes it all the way in. Draws the contact. And they call a charge. Good hustle back there by Kim Areta. And Shelby Hammond will pick up her first personal foul. And checking back in will be Burke for Elm Creek. And checking out after the nice defensive play will be Kim Areta. And the ball comes back over to Elm Creek. Ball between the circles here. Hubbard swings it over on the left side. Stacia Samuelson. Samuelson gets it inside to Burke. It's too far. The pass is wide. She can't get it. Stolen away. And then a foul. Haynes stepped in front to make the steal. And then Samuelson trying to get it back. Called for her first personal foul. 5 fouls on each team here in the first quarter, and we still have 2:33 remaining. You're listening to High School Hoops on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Amherst, and as always, the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Amherst basketball leading at 9-7. Swing it over to Haynes. Haynes on the left wing, kicks it back up top. 3-pointer is on the way. Off the iron, no good. And another foul is going to be called as the rebound is brought down by Amanda Johns. It's going to be called on Haynes. That'll be her second. And Elm Creek will bring the ball in. Amherst tried to get some subs in, but it was too late. So Haynes is going to have to be careful with those 2 fouls. They get it down low, have it in the air. They kick it back out of the wing to Samuelson. Top of the circle, open back door is Johns, but they didn't see her. Reverse it over to Hubbard. Hubbard around the pick, puts it up, has it blocked by Hammond. Shelby comes over to help, blocks it, gets it, and hands it off to Trampy. Outlet pass to Shelby at midcourt. To Brown in the corner. She's open. She'll throw up the 3-pointer. It's off the mark. And the ball is punched out to Johns. And Amanda is headed the other way, trying to go coast to coast, and gets tripped up. Boy, it has been a reckless game here so far. That's our 12th foul of the first quarter. And unfortunately, that time with no defense, it was just going into foul. So depth could become a factor in this ball game if this is the kind of game that we see this evening. And a couple of free throws coming up for Amanda Johns. 3 of the 7 points for Elm Creek here in the quarter have been to the line. And Amanda will put the first free throw on the way. And it dances off, no good. Rebound to Mackenzie Bergstrom. And a tie-up. The arrow points the way of Amherst. The Broncos will get the ball anyway. They'll just have to throw it in. Elm Creek puts no backcourt pressure on. So Trampy takes her time bringing it across the timeline. Met up there by Johns. Starts with a left-hand dribble. Goes 360 to the right to Brown. Tries to lob it into Haynes. Overthrows her. And Amherst turns it over as Kanaki picks up the loose ball to Hubbard. Hubbard up the floor. There's Johns wide open, baseline right side. Six-footer off the glass is up and in. It's tied again, 9-9. Minute 20 to go here in the first quarter as the Broncos bring it up to Brown right wing. Hemmons on the bench right now, catching a breather. Brown dribbles it off her foot and out of bounds. So back-to-back turnovers here for the Broncos. And Elm Creek's got a chance to take the lead here again. Amherst will not put on pressure in the backcourt this time. They've been doing that from time to time, and Hubbard will push it into the front court, give it off to Johns, well out on the right side. Off the pick, Samuelson, top of the key, goes left side. Hubbard, ball fake, and they're going to call her for a walk. Fourth turnover for Elm Creek. And checking into the ball game, Kim Areta again. Exactly 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. And also coming in, Danny Coons will re-enter the ball game here for the Buffaloes. Don't forget tomorrow, the Heartland Hoops Classic, all seven games on ESPN 1460 and 1550. We'll be in Amherst here on Classic. It's 98.9 for the finals of the D3 Wrestling Tournament. And Amherst walks with the basketball. This is one of those cases, and you just never know when it's going to happen, but this looks more like the first game of the regular season instead of the last game of the regular season for these two teams. They're really struggling just on the most minute things here. And the ball is swatted away by Megan Klingelhofer. And Klingelhofer's headed the other way. And a mass of humanity and another foul. So two free throws going to be coming up here for Klingelhofer. And a foul is going to be called on Amanda Johns. That'll be her first. And Megan, who just got into the ball game, will have a chance to move the scoreboard in the Amherst direction with two free throws, and the first one is no good. Score remains 9-9 with 42 seconds to go here. And another substitution. Burt comes in. Coach Ford's not substituting a lot of girls, but he's substituting them a lot, rotating them through about eight kids. Second free throw now for Megan Klingelhofer. This one dances over the front of the rim and in. 10-9 Amherst, 40 seconds now to go in the first quarter. Moreta in the front court gives it off to Kanaki, lobs underneath, wide open is Burke, and Burke just turns and scores. Asia was wide open, 5 points there for Aisha Burke, and it's 11-10. 25 seconds to go, Amherst basketball. Trampy, top of the circle, pass gets into the hands there, Mackenzie Bergstrom kicks it out on the wing. Klingelhofer's shot no good. Loose ball fought for, and Tobenheim picks it up. She'll turn and shoot, no good. Rebound brought down by Elm Creek, Kim Areta. 10 seconds, plenty of time. Areta at midcourt with eight. To Hubbard, swings it through to Coons. Danny ball fake, and a walk, boy. Don't make the ball fake, because they're going to call you for a walk tonight. 4 seconds to go, and Amherst to throw it in. Elm Creek not putting on any pressure, so Amherst should get a shot away. Trampy at midcourt, makes the pass, and it's deflected out of bounds with 0.3 seconds to go. So Amherst will throw it in, and that'll be the end of the first quarter of play. They'll throw it out top, and no shot, of course, in 0.3 seconds. So at the end of one, it's Elm Creek 11 and Amherst 10. We'll head to the second quarter in 1 minute on KKPR.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's for the finest meats, freshest produce, and great weekly specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
And welcome back to Elm Creek. Big thanks to Athletic Director Stan Whistle and all the fine folks here, Randy Geyer and crew, for their hospitality. As we head to the second quarter, Elm Creek's got the ball, and they'll get it into Burke. She'll force the jump on the right side, no good. Heaven got the rebound, but as she headed up the floor, she lost the handle and turned it over. And now Elm Creek trying to lob it inside to Kanaki, turns it right back over, and Amherst ends up with a basketball after all. 11-10 Elm Creek as we start the second quarter. Here's Chelsea Brown putting up a 15-footer. No good. Offensive rebound underneath. Put up no good. Heaven the second time has it blocked in there by Kanaki, and it's still picked up by Amherst. And a foul call. Jessica Fernandez just checked in, and she kept it alive in there. And two free throws going to be coming up for Aisha Jurgens. The foul will be called on Burke, her first. But both teams have seven fouls, so the rest of the way, free throws in the second quarter. And the first free throw is up and in for Jurgens. In the first quarter, six turnovers Elm Creek, five for Amherst. Rebounds, six apiece. Three-point shooting, 0 of 2 Elm Creek, 1 of 5 Amherst. Free throws, Amherst, 3 of 6, so is Elm Creek. Second free throw up and in for Jurgens, and it's now 12-11 Amherst. 4 points for Jurgens, that leads the way. They've had 5 players score for Elm Creek, 5 for Burke. They've had 4 players score. 12-11 your score, first minute of the second quarter. Elm Creek facing up here against the zone defense. Into the corner, they'll go to Burke. Burke's 12-footer, rattles in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Jurgens, her third. And up the floor they come. Jessica Fernandez will give it to Trampy. Working there on Kimareta, looking for the pick. Comes all the way to the right baseline. Stops, fires. It's well short, and nobody can control it. Oh, no, they will call it a rebound on Elm Creek and then a foul. I thought they were going to call a travel there. And the foul is on Shelby Hemmen. That is her second. And so we'll trot to the other end and shoot the one-and-one with Hillary Kanaki. Kanaki, 2 of 2 at the line for her 2 points so far in the basketball game. And the free throw is short. Rebound brought down by Fernandez. Jessica with her second here of the quarter. And here come the Broncos again, leading it by 1, 12-11. High post, Jurgens. Right baseline, there's Hemmen. Takes an 11-footer, no. Ball fought for. Fernandez has the rebound. She's going to kick it out and try and reset it. And 3 seconds called on Amherst. These guys have everything. 7th turnover on Amherst, and Elm Creek to throw it in. Buffaloes will bring the ball off the floor with Berkey. Swings it over the right side to Oreta. Oreta takes a couple of dribbles, dumps it into the corner. Now a nice bounce pass to the low block to Kanaki, and while she tries to get position, she walks with the basketball. Don't forget the boys' game will follow tonight. It looks like that'll be after 8 o'clock this evening. Late start and already a long first half here, and we still have over 6 minutes to go and another Amherst turnover. And Elm Creek gives it right back, trying to get up the floor. Boy, the girls are really struggling right now. They want to get up and down the floor, and they're kind of forgetting to put the ball on the floor with a dribble. Each team has turned it over 3 times here in less than 2 minutes of the second quarter. Fernandez, she'll fire up an 18-footer. It's no good. And the ball brought down by Danny Coons. That's the second board for Danny and the Buffaloes. Down to Burke in traffic, puts it up, no good. Rebound brought down by Shelby Hemmen, her 5th. She'll give it to Trampy, and Amherst wants to run. Trampy on the left side to Fernandez. Fernandez has to kick it back out as she's covered. Trampy will put up a 16-footer and hit it. Kara Trampy with her 2nd bucket, and Amherst now has a 14-11 lead with 5:45 to go in the first half. Oreta into the corner. Wide open is Burke. She'll take a 15-footer, no good. And fighting for the loose ball, it's on the ground. We're going to get a cover by Jurgens and a timeout while she's on the floor, so the possession will stay with Amherst. 5:35 to go here in the first half of play. 14-11 Amherst. We'll be back.
Good luck from Circle S Plumbing of Elm Creek. Of course Circle S does residential plumbing and electrical, but they also do backhoe work, trenching, and in-floor heating. Circle S Plumbing in Elm Creek.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
And out of the timeout here, each team getting set. That's our first timeout here of this basketball game used by Amherst. So the Broncos will have the ball, and into the ball game is the freshman, Kiana Leach. Pass goes to the right wing. Tipped in. Oreta is able to get the steal. Now she needs some help. Finally gets it to Burke. Into the front court to Samuelson. Back to Aisha. On the right wing, couple of dribbles, and up top they'll go to Oreta. Into the hands of Berkey at the top of the circle, staying outside the arc. Here's a three-pointer on the way. No good that time for Oreta. And the rebound brought down by Juergens. She's already got five here in the basketball game. 14-11 Amherst. Brown drives, dumps it off on the baseline to Hemmen. High post Juergens. Swings it left side. Brown tries to get it to Fernandez. And the pass is going to be tipped and taken away again by Kim Oreta. 10 turnovers for Amherst. And 9 for Elm Creek. Up the floor with it is going to be Berkey. She'll come into the lane, put the jumper up from 7 and hit it. Angela Berkey with her first bucket. And the Elm Creek deficit is now 1. Leach into the front court, Brown right corner. Holds the ball against that zone. Now decides to take a dribble and bury one from the right corner. Brown's first bucket of the ball game, 16-13. Amherst back up by 3. Elm Creek into the front court. They'll try the baseline. And a foul will be called as Burke puts it up. Going to be on Brown, and she's lucky, or Amherst is lucky, because Hemmen hammered her too, and that would have been Shelby's third. But instead, it's just the second on Chelsea Brown. And at the line will be Burke. She's made one of two. She's got 5 points. Free throw on the way. No good. And a host of subs. Here comes Kara Trampia-Morawa. Timenheim for Amherst. Kanaki, Hubbard, come back in here for Elm Creek. And now the second free throw for Burke, and that one's good. So Aisha hits that one, 16-14, and coming into the ball game will be Brooke Schubert for the first time this evening. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits 98.9, the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Leach with it out of the left wing. Back to the mid-court circle to Trampy. Tried to get it inside to Mackenzie Bergstrom. Can't handle the pass. It's stolen away. And up the floor comes Hubbard for Elm Creek. Cut off the top of the circle, so she'll dribble it back out and give it to Kanaki. Chance to tie here for the Buffaloes. Kanaki bounced fast on the low post, but double-teamed to Samuelson, and the ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to be off of Elm Creek. Don't forget, at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll give you the first half stats of our game. A little update on game two. Talk about what's still to come this weekend. As Bergstrom in the paint turns around and knocks in an nine-footer. McKenzie with her first bucket of the ball game. And Amherst is up by 4 at 18-14. Baseline, Schubert. Schubert inside. Samuelson open. Samuelson cracked on the arm. She'll get 2 free throws, and no doubt are there. And Stacia Samuelson to the line to shoot 2 free throws. Stacia has not scored in the ball game. And the junior will get a chance to change that here. And the foul is on Kara Trampy. She's got 3. Brown, Haynes, and Hemmen all have 2. Free throw is going to be off the heel. No good. Checking back in is going to be Juergens for Amherst. And Burke for Elm Creek. And it looks like we're going to get a timeout here by Coach Nikki Eckhout. She's got some kids in foul trouble. She may have to slow the game down a little bit. 3:28 to go here in the first half of play. It is Amherst 18, Elm Creek 14. We'll be right back.
AgriServices is a proud sponsor of high school sports. AgriServices identifies their intention to provide staff and services that continually exceed customer expectations. Consider AgriServices as your service partner. AgriServices, proud to be Agra.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek is the best.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And we're back out of the timeout. Samuelson for Elm Creek to shoot her second free throw. It's no good, but it didn't matter. Elm Creek, again, was in the lane too soon. And so Amherst will get the basketball, and Kim Oreta And Angela Berkey will come back into the ball game here for Coach Mike Ford. Elm Creek 8-10 on the season. Amherst 9-7. Final game of the regular season. And then it's on to the sub-districts, which start Monday and Tuesday. Amherst back into the front court, nearly stepping out of bounds, but able to handle it there. And then as Tobenheim came in, she lost the basketball. And Amherst having trouble hanging on to it. So is Elm Creek. As they get into the front court, Berkey left baseline. Back out of the wing to Hubbard. Hubbard dribbles to the right side. Hands it off to Burke. Burke fakes the three. Drives the baseline. Eight-footer no good. Rebound brought down by Juergens. That's a game-high sixth board for her. 3 minutes to go here. And Coach Nikki Eckhout trying to spread the floor here a little bit with Leach dribbling the ball. She's going to be close to a five-second count. And on an attempted pick and roll, the ball is knocked away. And the steal made by Oreta to Hubbard. Hubbard up the floor, missed the short jumper. Ball is loose, and it's picked up by Fernandez for Amherst. And now it's stolen away underneath, and the layup is up and in for Whitney Hubbard. So Hubbard stayed with it, got the steal and the bucket. And now another steal underneath Kanaki. She puts it up and in and draws the foul. And just like that, Elm Creek has tied the game at 18. But the fouls continue to mount up on Amherst. Almost as many turnovers. The foul is on Fernandez, her first, and the free throw by Kanaki is up and in. 5 points now for Kanaki, and it's 19-18. Elm Creek, as Amherst runs the ball down the floor, pass by Tobenheim is going to be deflected out of bounds. And it will stay with Amherst, the officials decide. 2:15 to go here in quarter. Number two, 19-18, Elm Creek with the lead here on their home court. They've scored five in a row. Another turnover for Amherst. That is 11 in the quarter, and we still have over 2 minutes to go. Jumper at the other end, Burke. 14-footer no good. Fernandez has five rebounds, and she'll pull that one down. Gets it off to Leach. Leach loses the handle, goes out of bounds off of Elm Creek. Although our one official never points the way of the ball. Oh, they're going to give it to Elm Creek. So Amherst turns it over yet again. And now the official's going to discuss it. Nikki Eckhout saying that's our ball. And the officials are going to discuss it, but the one that made the call is the one standing there. And now they will say it's Amherst's ball. That's the right call. And Amherst will get the basketball. So Elm Creek will throw a little pressure on here with under 2 minutes to go in the first half. And what do? They throw it right to Elm Creek, so it doesn't matter. The Buffaloes will have it. Kanaki, top of the key, gives it off to Hubbard outside the arc. Back up top to Berkey. Berkey left elbow out to Oreta. Working against that zone, trying to keep an eye on Kanaki. All the way to the baseline, coming from left to right, Oreta, and decides she doesn't like it, so she kicks it back out. And it's 30 to go here in the first half. Crossover dribble. Firing it up from the free throw line is Berkey. No good. And Jessica Fernandez has yet another rebound. But coming out of there, Fernandez is doing the job with the outlet pass stolen away. Amherst isn't getting a shot. They're not getting across midcourt. Here's a jumper from Areta. She's got it. And Elm Creek's taking advantage of all of these turnovers. Not a lot, but most of them. They're doing something with. Into the front court, finally, and Juergens takes the quick shot. It's no good, and Fernandez is over the back. Foul on Jessica Fernandez. The rebound brought down by Hadley Dyer, who snuck in there. And we're in the double bonus here in the first half. And Dyer will go to the line to shoot two, the 5'6 sophomore. We are a minute two away from halftime. And the first free throw is in and out. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up. Here comes Megan Klingelhofer back in for Amherst. And Aisha Burke for Elm Creek. Second free throw now coming up for Dyer. It's on the way, and it is short. And the ball will belong to Amherst. Elm Creek has scored seven in a row to take this lead. Danny Coons will come in. And so will Mariah Tobenheim. Amherst ball against pressure, and why not? Amherst is not handling the pressure. And they'll throw it in to Mackenzie Bergstrom. Fires it ahead to Klingelhofer. A lot of non-starters out there, and Amherst turns it over. And this is not the same Amherst team we saw earlier this year. This is both these teams beat Pleasanton this year, by the way, and Pleasanton, of course, state rated, sitting at 16-3, but neither one of them looking like a team that beat them earlier this year. They are struggling against each other, and both have had to go to zones here. Right side, they'll go to Oreta. Oreta to the baseline, finds the seam off the glass, no good. And the ball is punched out of bounds by Amherst, so it'll stay with the Buffaloes. 35 seconds to go here in the first half. And Elm Creek underneath their own hoop forces it into Coons. She got it somehow and put it up and in. Boy, that bounce pass right underneath and split two defenders, 23-18. And up the floor with it will be Klingelhofer. 22 seconds to go. Elm Creek really tight defensively. Over to Juergens. Got by her defender. She'll come in, take the shot. Seven-footer, no. Offensive rebound. Back up and in for Mariah Tobenheim. And that will snap a 9-0 run. Quickly up the floor, Elm Creek. 8 seconds. Burke in the corner. Good ball fake. Cuts right underneath. Puts it up and in. And that's how your first half will end. At halftime, your score, the Elm Creek Buffaloes, 25. And the Amherst Broncos, 20. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at all of the first half stats. A little preview of the boys' game and what's still to come. Plus, we'll look at some sub-districts and who these teams will be matching up with next week. It's all coming up in 1 minute on KKPR.
Call M&J Signs and ask the professionals how they can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customer. Check them out at mnjsigns.com. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all the area athletes.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's for the finest meats, freshest produce, and great weekly specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is their treasure, serving Pueblo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Halftime of our girls' game, the score is Elm Creek 25 and Amherst 20. It's been a struggle for both teams in this ball game. A ton of turnovers, more for Amherst, and that's why their offense slowed down. They had the lead midway through the second quarter, but then a 9-0 run by Elm Creek able to get them out to a 23-18 lead and eventually hold on to that 5-point lead going into the half. Don't forget the boys' game is coming up next, and for Amherst, we'll get to see the all-time leading scorer in Amherst High School history as Alec Martin surpassed Emmett Bosshammer earlier this week. Martin, a young man that has a lot of speed, a lot of quickness, and not afraid to shoot it from anywhere. And Elm Creek, a ball club that likes to slow down the tempo, be more of a half-court type of a team and work that ball and work it in for the good shot, a team that averages in the 40s offensively, and Amherst would just as soon get up in the 70s, and we'll see how that game pans out tonight, as Elm Creek won't have anybody that can match up with the 6'7", Lucas Casson, as they've got a couple of kids that set at 6'2", but Jordan Larrington will probably have his hands full tonight, a good young player for the Elm Creek boys. Don't forget that there is also high school wrestling coming your way this week. And it starts tomorrow with the D3 finals here on Classic Hits 98.9. Of course, Elm Creek, Amherst, they're two of the 17 teams that are competing in the D3 district, which is about the same schools every single year. In fact, there's only one school difference this year from last year. And we will be in Amherst tomorrow. The finals will get underway at approximately 2 o'clock. Amherst, the overwhelming favorite. They, of course, are ranked number one in Class D. But according to Coach Tyler Herman, Franklin, Ansley, Arcadia, Elwood, Arapahoe among some of the teams that will probably be battling for that district runner-up title. And then don't forget our annual KKPR Wrestling Rally comes your way on Sunday beginning at 3 o'clock. And what the Wrestling Rally is, if you're not familiar with it, course, the districts wrap up Saturday, and we talk with a lot of area coaches and state qualifiers and look at the brackets for the first time, see who's got the good draws, see who's going to have a lot of work ahead of them, and take a little early preview at who might be favored to do some good things down at the state meet in Omaha, which will be just 1 week away. In fact, 1 week from tonight, we will be at the Quest Center in Omaha bringing you all of the semifinals live from 6 until just after 10 o'clock here on KKPR. Sub-districts begin next week, and we will begin our coverage Tuesday here on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. We'll be just up the road in Lexington at the C111 sub-district, where the first game will have Southern Valley, the top seed at 17-2, taking on the Gothenburg-Cozad winner. And then Kearney Catholic, 19-1 against 15-3 Minden. Three state-rated teams are in this sub-district, and Kearney Catholic and Minden will play at 7:45 Tuesday. The winners will play in Lexington Thursday at 7 o'clock. Don't forget, tomorrow on ESPN 1460, it is the Heartland Hoops Classic. Seven good boys basketball games coming your way from the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. It starts at 9:30 with Wood River and SEM. That is followed by Weeping Water. They will be taking on Ravenna. Then Adams Central takes on Kearney Catholic. Axtell and Ewing, who are ranked number one in different polls in C2 and D2, should be a great one. Grand Island Central Catholic plays Gretna. Shadron will take on Ralston. And Hastings St. Cecilia will take on Omaha Scott in the final game scheduled to tip off at 8 o'clock. So should be some good ones. Sunday on ESPN, we've got the NBA All-Star Game, a little college hoops on Monday. And Tuesday night on ESPN Radio, Kearney High has their makeup games with Bellevue West starting at 4:30 in the afternoon. Right here, we are at the half. Your score, the Elm Creek Girls 25 and Amherst 20. We'll look at the numbers in 1 minute.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, the only place you need to go to get your farm to grow. Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek wishes all the area athletes the best of luck.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to Elm Creek on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's a look at your first half numbers. First of all, for the Amherst Lady Broncos, both teams have had a ton of players score. Nobody has scored a lot. Megan Klingelhopper, 1 point. Chelsea Brown, 2 points. Jessica Fernandez, 6 rebounds. Kara Trampy, 4 points. Mariah Toppenheim, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Kylie Haynes has hit a 3-point bucket. Keisha Jurgens, 4 points, 6 rebounds. Mackenzie Bergstrom, 2 points, 1 rebound. And Shelby Hemmond, just 2 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 blocks. 6 rebounds in the first quarter, 14 in the second. Free throw shooting for Amherst, 3 of 6 in the first quarter and 2 of 2 in the second quarter. 3-point shooting, 1 of 5 in the first quarter. They did not attempt one in the second quarter. Turnovers for Amherst, 5 in the first quarter, 14 in the second quarter of play, and that is just way too many, and Coach Nicky Eckhout knows that. Foul situation, 2 on Shelby Hammond, Kylie Haynes, Jessica Fernandez, and Chelsea Brown. 3 on Kara Trampy. Amherst had 10 points in each quarter, and at the half, 20 rebounds. 20 points, 20 rebounds. 5 out of 8 at the free throw line. 1 of 5 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, and 19 turnovers. For Elm Creek, Whitney Hubbard has 2 points. Kim Areta, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Hillary Kanaki, 5 points, a rebound, and a blocked shot. Amanda Johns, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Hadley Dyer has a rebound. Asia Burke leads all players with 8 points. Angela Berkey, 2 points. Danny Coons, 2 points, and 2 rebounds. 6 rebounds in the first quarter, 3 in the second. Free throw shooting for Elm Creek, 3 out of 6 in the first quarter, 2 of 8 in the second quarter. 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 in the first, 0 of 1 in the second. Turnovers, 6 of the first, 4 of the second. 2 fouls on Angela Berkey for Elm Creek. 11 points in the first quarter, 14 in the second, and at the half, the Buffaloes have 25 points, 9 rebounds, 5 of 14 from the free throw line, 0 of 3 from three-point land, 1 block, and 10 turnovers. And at the half, Elm Creek 25, Amherst 20. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9. For all of your quality, dependable trash hauling needs, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. We will be back with second half action in this Fort Kearney Conference Girls matchup, the first game of tonight's doubleheader, in 1 minute.
Good luck from Circle S Plumbing of Elm Creek. Of course, Circle S does residential plumbing and electrical, but they also do backhoe work, trenching, and in-floor heating. Circle S Plumbing in Elm Creek.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, the only place you need to go to get your farm to grow. Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek wishes all the area athletes the best of luck.
Meshco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Meshco's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Meshco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And it'll be Amherst ball to get the second half underway. They'll immediately get it into Heaven, whose jumper is no good. Then we've got a jump ball here between Heaven and Kanaki. So, of course, the arrow pointing the way of Elm Creek. And the Buffaloes will have the basketball for their first possession of quarter number 3. They lead it 25-20. In the corner, Burke puts the jumper up, no good. Rebound brought down by Amherst, and Burke is going to be called for the foul. Mariah Toppenheim with her third rebound. And Aisha with her second foul. A lot of fouls and a lot of turnovers for Amherst in the first half. And Elm Creek still only ahead by 5, so that's kind of been a one-sentence little synopsis there. If Amherst can't take care of things, they're going to get beat. If they can, they've got a good chance to come back in the game as the three-pointer is up no good, but Heaven gets the rebound and the Haynes miss and puts it off glass and score. That's the first field goal of the game for Shelby Heaven. 4 points for her to go with a couple of free throws. Here's Oreta at the other end, burying a 12-footer. Kim Oreta not afraid to take that little shot. She's pretty deadly when she gets an open look, and she knocks down another one. She's got 6 points. Trampy at the other end puts the runner up no good. And a foul underneath. Looks like this one's going to be on Elm Creek. And if you're just joining us, you would not want a pillow fight to break out here because they would break it up. It has been a very tightly called ball game. The foul here is on Danny Coons, her second. And Amherst to throw it in. Hammond docked away from behind. And turnover number 20 up the floor. Kanaki can't handle a pass. Off her leg and out of bounds. Turnover number 11. For Elm Creek. You're listening to Fort Kearney Conference Basketball tonight on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, and Elm Creek. And the World Wide Web, as always, KKPR.com. Trampy working off the pick, lobs it into the paint. Hemmons there, nice move to the hoop, lays it up and scores. Shelby knows what to do in the paint, and a good start here for Amherst, getting the ball to Hemmons at least, which they weren't able to do in the first half. She's already got 2 buckets here. At the other end, they try to get it into Coons. Bounce pass through the lane. Kanaki, short jumper, up and in. So Coons with a nice pass through the paint, and Kanaki able to score. She now has 7, and the lead stays at 5 for Elm Creek, 29-24. Trampy fakes right, now looks left. Coming out to take the pass will be Toppenheim. Toppenheim throws it right at the foot there of her teammate, and the ball is kicked. They're going to say, I guess, that it went off of Elm Creek. And Amherst will get the ball. So they'll throw it into Trampy. 29-24 Elm Creek. 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Trampy all the way up midcourt. Looks to spread the floor a little bit. Now there's the cutter. Hammond right side. She'll put it up around and out. No good. But she stays there because there were no Elm Creek Buffaloes. And gets the offensive putback. All 6 points here to start the half for Amherst have come from the sophomore Hammond. At the other end, another nice bounce pass into Kanaki. Kanaki's fouled, and the shot is up and in. So quickly, the score is getting up there. We were so much in trouble early on. And the foul called on Shelby Hammond is her third. Mickey Eckhout saying, why didn't we get the same call at the other end then? And And at the line, Kanaki to try and complete the three-point play. She is 3 of 4. She's the only one that's been making any free throws for this Buffalo team, and this one's up and in. So she's got 10 points in the game, 5 in this quarter, and Elm Creek up by 6, which is their largest lead. Trampy into the front court, swings it left side, into the hands of Haynes. Kylie, one dribble, pick and roll, trying to get it to Juergens. The ball's tipped and kicked into the backcourt there for Amherst, and they'll pick it up, and a foul's going to be called on Elm Creek. Everybody rushing to the ball. Taubenheim picked it up, and the foul called on Burke. Now she's got 3 with a couple early ones here in the third quarter. Oreta's going to check out. So is Burke. Hubbard and Schubert will come in here for Coach Mike Forbes. 32-26 Elm Creek. Amherst with the basketball, and they commit the cardinal sin. They threw it in at midcourt, and as soon as they put the ball on the floor, the dribble was in backcourt, and the over and back called. And Elm Creek will get the basketball back. Amherst has had a lot of those unforced turnovers so far tonight. Berkey brings it left side, tries to get it to Schubert. It's off her shoe top and out of bounds. Well, coming up, Elm Creek will be playing Axtell in their first sub-district game Tuesday. And Amherst will be playing Wilcox-Hildreth as we've got another steal by Elm Creek. Up the floor with it is going to be Berkey. And kicks it back out to Schubert, and she wants. Not an enjoyable game for the coaches right now because you can't call timeout and say quit turning the ball over. And that's exactly, unfortunately, what is happening for these young ladies so far tonight. Whoever can start taking care of the ball a little bit better is going to win the ball game. 5 minutes to go, 32-26 here in the third quarter. Elm Creek at home with the lead. Right out there pestering the ball of Kylie Haynes is Kim Oreta. Got her frustrated. Haynes now tries to drive in the right-hand corner, kicks it back out top to Trampy. Trampy to the high post, lost the dribble. Picked up by Elm Creek. They want to run out ahead of the pack. It's going to be Hubbard. Short jumper, no good. Got her own rebound. Being pushed around. The ball picked up by Hubbard. And Oreta. And Oreta goes up top to Kanaki. Kanaki drives strong. Throws it up, no good. And the rebound is yanked down that time by Juergens. Juergens with 7 rebounds unofficially in the basketball game. Outlet pass. Hammond in the lane. Turns. Scores. Great pass from Trampy from half court. Hammond now with 8 in the quarter, all 8 for Amherst. 32-28 Elm Creek as we are midway through the third quarter of play here on KKPR. Up top with it, Berkey, bounce pass to the left corner, open jumper on the way, no good for Oreta. The rebound put back up and in, though, Danny Coons. Coons was the offensive putback, and Elm Creek gets themselves an offensive board. They got hammered on the boards in the first half. Three-pointer, Taubenheim at the other end, no good. Ball is tipped out long, and out of bounds it goes off of Elm Creek. Amherst is 1 of 7 from beyond the arc. Elm Creek is 0 of 3. They've not attempted one here in the second half. By the way, I wanted to tell you about those sub-districts and where they will be taking place for these young ladies. At Holdridge is where Elm Creek and Axtell will be playing Tuesday at 7:45. Cambridge, the top seed in that sub-district. And, of course, the D1 for Amherst, they will be just up the road at Kearney Catholic. And they also have the 7:45 game against Wilcox-Hildreth. Kennesaw, the top seed, will take on either Franklin or Loup City. But Kennesaw is 10-7, so there are no juggernauts in that sub-district. Kennesaw had been ranked a little earlier this year, but has struggled down the stretch here. They were 9-4 at one point. They were also upset, kind of like Amherst was in the first round of their conference tournament as the number 2 seed. Amherst with the ball. 3:35 to go here, third quarter, and another turnover as they try to lob it inside. The young ladies that are coming in off the bench for both teams just aren't matching up with the starters, and the timing has been off on a lot of these pick and rolls and throws into the lane to the cutter. That time nobody was even looking. Elm Creek with a basketball to Burke. Into the corner, they'll dish it to Hadley Dyer. Back up top for 3. Whitney Hubbard off the front of the iron, no good. And the rebound comes out of the corner to Mackenzie Bergstrom. And Amherst has the ball. Trampy will push the ball up the floor. Chelsea Brown also in. She's got it on the right wing. Up to Hammond, and Hammond is shoved. Kanaki going for the steal. He is going to be called for the foul. That'll be the first foul on Hillary Kanaki. It is the 14th foul of the half on Elm Creek. Now in for Amherst is going to be Katie Klingelhoffer, the freshman. Keisha Juergens returns. Bergstrom and Brown stay out there, along with Trampy. And Amherst has it underneath their own hoop. They give it to Trampy in the corner. 17-footer is open. She'll fire. No good. The ball is ricocheted back out to her by Brown. So a second chance here for the Broncos. Left corner to Juergens. She walks with the basketball. That is turnover number 25 for Amherst. 2:50 to go, third quarter. On the floor for Elm Creek, Kim O'Reina, and she'll dish it in to Berkey. Coons is out there along with Burke and Stacia Samuelson. 6-point lead for Elm Creek. They were up by 5 at the half. Amherst has all their points from Shelby Hemmond, and Hemmond's on the bench right now. And Trampy steps in front of the ball, knocks the pass away. Up the floor she comes, and a reach-in foul going to be called on the Buffaloes. It's going to go on Kim O'Reina, her second. And so Amherst was getting called for a lot of fouls in the first half. And Elm Creek has been called for more here so far in the second half, 5-1. Bronco basketball, Elm Creek going man-to-man. Give it over to Brown, way on the left side. Go to the right side, Juergens. Back to Chelsea. And a lot of standing around right now for the Broncos. Brown tries to pick and roll, gives it off to Bergstrom. 10-footer right side, off the glass, no good, out to Trampy. She just throws it towards the rim. It's short, and it's going to be brought down there by Burke. Up the floor, she'll come. Lob it far corner. Into the jumper is O'Reina, no good. Samuelson rebound, throws it up, no good. And Bergstrom will tear it out of there for Amherst. With under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, Trampy up the floor. Nobody stops her. She loves that free throw line, puts the jumper up, no good. The ball deflected and out of bounds off of Elm Creek. 34-28 Buffaloes. Don't forget the boys' game will follow. That will be well after 8 o'clock tonight. And I know a lot of the wrestling is wrapping up their Friday session, so if you're headed home, glad you're with us here on Classic Hits 98.9. Doug Duda with you from Elm Creek. Late start in our girls' game, so we're in the third quarter as Amherst will get the entry pass into Bergstrom. She steps through the double team and scores. 34-30 Elm Creek. A minute 35 to go here in the third quarter. Buffaloes trailed most of the first half. They've led the entire second half. From the free throw line, Berkey will fire the jumper. No good. Comes all the way back out top there to O'Reina. And Kim will set it up again for the Buffaloes. Back over to Berkey, right wing. Couple of dribble doesn't go anywhere, so they'll reverse it left side at a 3-second count on Elm Creek. Coons was waiting for that entry pass, and then when she didn't get it, she decided to run to the other side of the floor and still had to run through the paint. 3 seconds called. Amherst with a basketball, 34-30. Don't forget, high school hoops on ESPN 1460. The Kearney girls were beaten tonight by Lincoln Southwest, 45-36. Southwest turned it around and had a big second half over Kearney High. The boys just getting underway as Bergstrom puts the jumper up. No good. Juergens got the rebound, put it up, missed it. Got it again. Foul. So to the line will be Juergens. And Hillary Kanaki picks up her second personal foul. And for Keisha, she's 2 of 2, 4 points, and I've got her for 9 rebounds tonight. And with Hemmond on the bench, she has picked it up. Fernandez did a good job in there in the first quarter, or first half, played a lot of that second quarter and got some boards, but Amherst is controlling the glass. They had an 11-rebound lead at half, but it's way more than that now. Brooke Schubert back into the ball game, as is Whitney Hubbard. Oh, excuse me, Amanda Johns also checks in for Elm Creek. Second free throw now coming up for Juergens, and this one is going to hit the front of the iron, no good. Kanaki will have her third rebound, and we've got 50 seconds to go in the quarter. Brings it into the front court. Works it on the right side. Gets it into the hands of Berkey. Berkey, crossover dribble to the high post. Bounce pass left wing to Johns. Johns skips it back over to Berkey. Comes right back against the grain with the dribble. Leaves it off for Kanaki. Hillary for three. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound is headed into the corner and out of bounds off of Elm Creek. Buffaloes have yet to hit one from beyond the arc. They're 0-5. And here comes Kiana Leach in for Amherst. They're also going to put Shelby Hemmond back in with those 3 fouls and 28 seconds to go in the quarter. Here is Hadley Dyer for Elm Creek. So they put Hemmond in. You would have to think they want to get the ball to her inside here, maybe on the last shot of the quarter. Inbounds pass to Chelsea Brown. They try to trap her. Brown through the double team, got tripped. And that's the seventh foul already on Elm Creek, so Amherst is shooting free throws the rest of the night. This is on Hubbard, her first. Seven fouls and a half on Elm Creek, one on Amherst, but Amherst had 12 fouls called on them in the first half. Brown at the line to shoot the one and one, and the free throw is right through there. 3 points for Chelsea. 34-31 Elm Creek, 24 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Second free throw now coming up for the senior Brown, and Chelsea puts that one up and in. So Brown hits them both. It's a two-point game, 34-32. Elm Creek's got a chance for the last shot. Whitney Hubbard into the front court with 20 seconds. She'll swing it to Kanaki, way out on the left side. She'll just play a little catch here against the zone. Back to Kanaki to Hubbard. She'll take one dribble to the right elbow. Back out Kanaki with eight. So Hubbard with six. They're just playing catch out there. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. They're going to have to force a three. It's on the way, Hubbard, and it's an air ball, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. Good defense that time by Amherst. And so, after three quarters on this final night of the regular season for these two schools, it is Elm Creek 34 and Amherst 32. We'll head to the fourth in 1 minute on KKPR.
AgriServices is a proud sponsor of high school sports. AgriServices identifies their intention to provide staff and services that continually exceed customer expectations. Consider AgriServices as your service partner. AgriServices, proud to be Agra.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
One of the benefits of living in the Heartland is the great meat farmers provide. Get your fair share from Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst, a proud supporter of all of our area sports. Belschner Custom Meats of Amherst.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Elm Creek will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. They lead Amherst 34-32 on KKPR. And the Buffaloes get their starters back in there. Into Kuhn, spins the lane over Hammond. The shot won't go. Offensive rebound brought down by Whitney Hubbard. She'll take the jumper from the right wing. 12-footer no good. The ball is deflected and picked back up by Hillary Kanaki. So a third chance here. But her pass is going to be tipped away, and Shelby Hammond comes out of there with the basketball. Hammond will dribble it into the front court. She's unguarded, but doesn't want to go too deep with it, and stops and kicks it off. Now back to Hammond. Down the lane, and she'll scoop it up and in off the assist from Kylie Haynes. And Hammond now with a dozen points, 10 of the second half. A 6-0 run by Amherst, and we are tied at 34. And Elm Creek turns it over, trying to get it into Coons. That is the 17th turnover on Elm Creek, but that's not close to Amherst, who has 25. 14 of those were in the second quarter. Yep, they have a 34 all time. Starters both ways. Juergens kicks it out for a three-pointer. Tobenheim parries it. Mariah Tobenheim with just the second three-pointer of the game. And it is 37-34, a 9-0 run by the Broncos. At the other end, Berkey tries the three, and she'll answer. Angela Berkey with the first three of the game for Elm Creek, and we are tied at 37. So a nice start here to get the crowd back into the ballgame for both squads in the fourth quarter. Another three on the way. This one is going to be fired up by Haynes. No good. Rebound pulled down by Juergens, her 10th of the ball game. Kicks it out on the wing to Trampy. Lobs it inside, trying to get it to Hammond, and nobody can grab it out of bounds. It goes. And a timeout going to be called here by Coach Mike Ford at Elm Creek, and that's going to be their first of the ball game, according to my book. So with 6:26, they called one back in the first quarter that we did not mark down in the book, but with 6:26 to go here in the ball game, it's tied at 37. We'll be right back.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek is the best.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Call M&J Signs and ask the professionals how they can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customer. Check them out at mnjsigns.com. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all the area athletes.
And welcome back to High School Hoops on Classic Hits 98.9. And as always, the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Again, a big thank you to all of our fine sponsors. It's out of the timeout. Elm Creek runs the pick, and a 16-footer is up and in by Angela Berkey. She's got the first 5 points of the quarter for Elm Creek. Seven in the game, and it's 39-37 Buffaloes. And in the front court, Amherst with the pass to him. It was deflected. She picks it up, comes into the paint, takes an extra step, and a travel going to be called. One official called a jump, one called the walk. I think the walk is going to take precedence here, and that was a good call. Shelby did just get into too much traffic that time down the floor, and the ball will be given back over to Elm Creek. 39-37, looks like we're headed to an exciting finish as the pass inside going to be deflected by Trampy. Hemmen trying to get up the floor with it. It's still loose and headed to the baseline, still loose, and finally they'll call the jump. And the arrow will point the way of Amherst. So Elm Creek couldn't get the ball inside, and they'll turn it over for the third time in the quarter. 9-7 Amherst, 8-10 Elm Creek. And we've got a two-point ball game. Figured it'd be close. Didn't figure it'd be quite this sloppy, and that's exactly what it's been. But as we said from halftime, whoever can control it in the second half the best will win. And Amherst is doing that. It's a jumper on the right side by Haynes. It's up and in. That's her first bucket since the three in the first quarter. She's got five in the game, and we're tied again at 39. No team is led by more than six, and that was Elm Creek. And they have that lead late in the third quarter as Coons gets open underneath, and she'll lay it up and in. 6 points in the ball game for Danny Coons, 41-39. Amherst is led by Hemmen with 12. Nobody else has more than five. And Juergens is going to kick it out for a three-pointer. Haynes, that's off the mark, no good. And the rebound brought down by Angela Berkey. Berkey up the floor, trying to go coast to coast. And Amherst will have the basketball. Picked up on the right side, they'll go to Areta. Back up top to Berkey. Berkey off the pick. This time she will not get that shot away. Lobs it cross court into the corner to Aisha Burke. She'll drive. She'll shoot. She'll score and be fouled. Burke with her first bucket of the second half. She's got 10. Kanaki has 11. They are the leading scorers for Elm Creek. And the lead is back to 4 at 43-39. The foul was called on Kylie Haynes, her third. That's just the second foul, though, of the half for Amherst, who was in some foul trouble at halftime, but have kept the hands back here so far in the quarter. And more substitutions coming in. Set the five on the floor for you here in a second. For Elm Creek, you've got Burke shooting the free throws, Samuelson, Kanaki, Johns, and also Dyer. So a lot of second-teamers. And they're also going to take Burke out and bring Hubbard in. So Coach Mitch Ford, Mike Ford going to try and rest his starters here for just a little bit before bringing them back in for the stretch run here in the fourth quarter. The inbounds pass stolen away. Hubbard underneath Samuelson lays it up and in. Stacey Samuelson lays it up and in on the steal by Hubbard. And that's how they got the lead in the first place. And just like that, it's now 46-39. And at the other end, a quick shot by Tommenheim rattles in and out. No good. Samuelson has another rebound. Here comes Elm Creek up to Dyer, and she is going to be fouled in the front court by Tommenheim. Considering the circumstance, it's probably a good foul. You fouled her before she could get a shot away, and that's only the third team foul. Into the ball game for Amherst is going to be Katie Klingelhofer. Chelsea Brown's in there. Trampy, Mackenzie Bergstrom, and Hemmen. So get a lot of non-starters in there for both teams. Now Elm Creek's going to bring a few kids back in, including Burke. She forces the jumper. It's blocked in there by Shelby Hemmen and forces the tie-up. The arrow points the way of Elm Creek. They'll keep it. 4:19 to go in the game. Elm Creek 46 and Amherst 39. A 7-0 run here in a short amount of time for the Buffaloes after we were tied up at 37 and 39. Ball fake covered on the inbound. Comes to the right baseline up top. There's Berkey, drives in and got clocked. Chelsea Brown with her third foul and two free throws coming up here for Angela Berkey. These will be the first free throws of the game. Elm Creek has struggled at the line. They are 6 of 15. On the other side, Amherst is 7 of 10. And the first free throw coming up here for Berkey. It's on the way, and it's too strong. Don't forget when we're all done, the Misco Sports postgame show, all the final stats. And then we'll get you ready for the boys' game, Misco Sports postgame show, after every contest here on Classic Hits 98.9. Doug Guda with you, 4:13 to go in this game as the second free throw is on the way by Berkey, and that one is good. So she has got 6 of her 8 points here in this quarter. And it is 47-39, Elm Creek. That's the biggest lead of the game. And they've done it on an 8-0 run. Full court pressure being put on by Elm Creek. This just destroyed Amherst in the second quarter. And the ball comes into Trampy. Trampy outlet pass. Gets it to Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer pushes the ball up the floor. Skip pass over to Brown all the way on the low block left side. Back out Hammond. Hammond one-on-one against Kanaki. Kicks it out. Jumper on the way. Klingelhofer up and in for Katie Klingelhofer. She knocks down the open shot, and it's 47-41. Elm Creek's 8-0 run is snapped there. Hubbard with the basketball, tries to lob it down low. Good pass to Kanaki, throwing it over a couple of defenders. Out to John. Back up top, Hubbard. She's on the right elbow. One dribble, tries to throw it back through the lane. Does to Kanaki. Jumper no good. Offensive rebound, Berkey. Blocked and trying to take it away again is going to be Hammond, but it's out of bounds off Hammond. Fourth block, and the fans at least wanted to jump, but they're not going to get that call. It'll be Elm Creek basketball. 3:31 to go, and Elm Creek underneath their own hoop to throw it in. Oredo will swing it out to Hubbard on the right side. Up top they'll go to Berkey. Left-hand dribble, stops at the elbow, back up top, 19-footer on the way. It skips off the rim, no good, and Kanaki got the rebound, and Kanaki is fouled. Hillary with her fifth rebound, and she will go to the line. No, they're going to say no shots. They're going to say it was out of bounds. No shot. Foul was on Katie Klingelhofer, her first, and Amherst wants to call a timeout. Amherst will have two timeouts remaining with 3:21 to go in the ball game. Your score, Elm Creek 47, Amherst 41 on KKPR.
Put your car or truck back to factory stacks. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks. We are back here at Elm Creek. Again, we want to thank the fine sponsors, Athletic Director Stan Whistle, and Randy Geyer and the entire crew here for their hospitality. 3:21 to go in our ball game. It's Elm Creek 47 and Amherst 41. Boys game yet to follow, so stay with us for that. But we still got a lot of game here. It's Elm Creek ball underneath their own hoop. And Burke to throw it in. Goes back door. Open shot there from 6 is up and in for Angela Berkey, who's having a heck of a fourth quarter. And it's 49-41. Into the front court, the Broncos almost lose the basketball, and Coach Eckhout has left some of her starters on the bench for a long time, and it really has costed them as the ball is knocked around. Trampy picked it up, shot no good. Rebound back up to her. Free throw line jumper, she answers. So Trampy had it tipped out to her by Hammond, 49-43. But Hammond and Trampy are the only two starters on the floor right now for Amherst, and nobody is fouled for either team. Elm Creek has the ball up the floor. They've got four of their five starters, plus Whitney Hubbard out there. Oreta up top, gives it to Berkey. 2:35 to go in the game. 49-43. Elm Creek can take as much time as they want. Now the ball knocked away, and a timeout called just before the steal by Coach Mike Ford. And a 30-second timeout is called. With 2:30 to go here in our ball game, 49-43 in favor of Elm Creek. We'll take another 30-second break.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's for the finest meats, freshest produce, and great weekly specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you.
Score update from Lincoln. The Kearney High boys lead Lincoln Southwest 17-12 at the end of the first quarter. Kearney High basketball currently airing on ESPN 1460 AM. Here, Elm Creek girls have a 49-43 lead with 2.5 to go, and it's their ball. They'll drop it in front of their own bench to Kim Oreta. Each team with two timeouts remaining. Oreta out to midcourt to Hubbard. Hubbard tries to get it to Coons, goes up in the air, grabs it, and throws it back out. Here's a 17-footer on the way, in and out by Hubbard, no good. And the rebound ricochets into Kara Trampy's hands. That's about the third of the four rebounds for Kara that have been punched out to her. Into the front court with it, Haynes. Still plenty of time, but Amherst is going to need another bucket here. Cut it to four, or possibly three. Pick and roll Hemmen. Hemmen charges in, puts it up, and no good, but a blocking foul will be called. Good aggressive move to the hoop there by Shelby Hemmen. And she will go to the line to shoot two. Hemmen is 2 of 4, but those were all back in the first quarter. She has got 10 of her 12 points in the second half. The foul is on Aisha Burke. It's her fourth. The first free throw, good. 49-44, Elm Creek. Second free throw for Hemmen. And Shelby takes her time, puts this one up, and it's good. 14 in the game for Hemmen, a four-point lead. 2 minutes to go. Berkey in the backcourt against some pressure. Has no problem. Brings it up. Still coming. Right wing. Decides to kick it back out here. Or at least pick her dribble up. Now has a bounce pass up top to Oreta. Swings it left side to Burke. Off the cutter. Coons dropped it. It's stolen away. Stolen away by Jurgens. Punched away from behind. Out of bounds to save the layup. But it's still Amherst basketball. Elm Creek with their fourth turnover of the quarter. 19 unofficially in the game. And Elm Creek will have to settle back on defense. 1:39 to go. Amherst ball. Stack everybody on the right side of the lane. Trampy throws it in. She'll put the three-pointer up and hit the side of the board. It's no good. Hubbard will pick up the loose ball. Up the floor she comes. Underneath the Berkey. Missed the running layup. Rebound brought down by Jurgens. Her 11th. Outlet pass. They've got a 2-on-1. Tomenheim stops. Fires the 8-footer. It's in and out. No good. Hubbard has the rebound. 1:20 to go. Up the floor, 1-on-1. She stops. Good defense by Trampy. Kicks it out to Oreta. Oreta free throw line jumper. Good. And that makes it 51-45. We went up and down the floor three times, and the game could have changed, and it finally there. A 6-point lead. 1 minute to go. Trampy trying to get it to Hemmen. The ball knocked away. A steal and a timeout. The steal made by Kanaki. That time she was able to step in front of Shelby Hemmen. And a timeout called by Elm Creek. They will have one remaining. So, with 58 seconds to go in the fourth quarter of play, your score, Elm Creek 51 and Amherst 45. We'll take another break and be right back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Good luck from Circle S Plumbing in Elm Creek. Of course, Circle S does residential plumbing and electrical, but they also do backhoe work, trenching, and in-floor heating. Circle S Plumbing in Elm Creek.
We're down to 58 seconds to go, but Amherst just committed their 29th turnover of the basketball game and find themselves down 6. They had an opportunity to cut it to 2, couldn't get the job done, and then going to the other end, a pull-up jumper by Oreta. Elm Creek ball in the backcourt, full court pressure. They take it out on the side. The ball's thrown in, and they'll get it there to Berkey, and she's fouled. Amherst had a foul to give, so that's just the 6th team foul of the half. They'll have to take it out one more time. The foul on Jurgens, her first. 56 seconds remaining in our game. The Misco Sports postgame show coming up. If you're wondering about three-pointers, Amherst is 2 of 11 tonight. Tomenheim and Haynes have each hit one. And Elm Creek to throw it in. Nobody guards the person throwing it in, which is Burke, and she will get it into Oreta. That's one of the two that they really want to have in her hand. She's dribbling it around in the backcourt, and a foul on Trampy. She shouldered up on her. Kara with her fourth personal foul, And Oreta now will come to the free throw line for the first time tonight. She's got a bucket in each quarter, 8 points in the game. And now it's up to Elm Creek to put it away from the line. So far in the game, they are 8 of 18, so there's nothing guaranteed. Free throw by Oreta, her first of the night. And Kim will put it up, and it's in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Shelby Hammond. Hammond gives it off to Trampy at the end of the front court. Looks for a pick way out there. Not much of a pick. Dribbles to the left end. 4:51. Elm Creek wins it. Kim Oreta hits a free throw. Amherst hits a three at the horn as Amherst falls to 9-8. Elm Creek goes to 9-10 as they both wrap up the regular season tonight and head into sub-district play. Down the stretch, Elm Creek was up 51-48. Amherst commits the foul. Elm Creek hits two free throws with Burke. They get the ball. Amherst does get the three-pointer up. They miss it. They get the rebound. Can't get another shot up. They call timeout. They lob it inside, try to get it to Heaven. She has the ball taken away. It was underthrown, and off that turnover, then the free throw by Oreta took it out to a four-point lead and then out to a five-point lead, and then the three-pointer ends it up in 54-51, your final. So here's the numbers that we had for Amherst. This is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience. Megan Klingelhofer had 1 point. Chelsea Brown, 4 points. Jessica Fernandez, 6 rebounds. Kara Trampy, 6 points, 4 rebounds. Mariah Tobenheim, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Katie Klingelhofer had 1 bucket for 2 points. Kylie Haynes, 8 points and a rebound. Keisha Jurgens, 4 points and a game-high 12 rebounds. Mackenzie Bergstrom, 4 points, 3 rebounds. And Shelby Hemmen had 17 points, 15 of those in the second half, 9 rebounds, and 4 blocked shots. 51 points, 38 rebounds, 9 out of 12 at the free throw line, 4 of 14 from three-point land, 4 blocks all by Hemmen, but the big number, 30 turnovers in the ball game tonight for Amherst, and they will fall to 9-8 on the season, and they will play Axtell in the first round of their D1 sub-district, which will be at Kearney Catholic on Tuesday night, and that game is at 7:45. We'll take a break and look at the final numbers for Elm Creek right after this.
AgriServices is a proud sponsor of high school sports. AgriServices identifies their intention to provide staff and services that continually exceed customer expectations. Consider AgriServices as your service partner. AgriServices, proud to be Agra.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
One of the benefits of living in the Heartland is the great meat farmers provide. Get your fair share from Belsner Custom Meats in Amherst. A proud supporter of all of our area sports, Belsner Custom Meats of Amherst.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Here's the final numbers for Elm Creek. Whitney Hubbard had 2 points and 4 rebounds. Kim Oreta had 9 points, 4 rebounds. Hillary Kanaki, 11 points, 5 rebounds and a block. Amanda Johns, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Hadley Dyer had 1 rebound. Aisha Burke led the team in scoring with 13 points, including getting 3 free throws there in the fourth quarter. She had 2 rebounds. Angela Berkey had 10 points. 8 of those were in the fourth quarter. She had 1 rebound. Danny Kuhn, 6 points, 3 rebounds. And Stacia Samuelson, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Elm Creek had 54 points, 24 rebounds. They were just 11 of 23 at the free throw line. 1 of 7 from three-point land, 1 block. 19 turnovers, and Elm Creek improves to 9-10 on the season with a 54-51 win over Amherst. Coming up next, we're about 15 minutes away, tip-off of the boys' game, so we'll take a short break, turn it back to the studios. We'll be back with you in about 10 minutes to get you ready for Amherst and Elm Creek in our boys' portion of the FKC doubleheader. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Of course, if you've got travel basketball going on for the little kids or for town team, they can get you suited up with uniforms, travel bags, and the equipment you need. If your little kids are going out for wrestling, headgear, knee pads, shoes, and singlets, and track season's right around the corner, they've got the best shoes around. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. For our engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Dudas saying, again, the final in our girls' game, Elm Creek holds off Amherst 54-51. We'll be back in just a little bit with boys action on Classic Hits 98.9.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and Kate. This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.